Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant with your host, Adam Brewer. This is a quick hitter, the Stars episode. All right, I do this every year. I give you a quick breakdown of who I think is like the comeback star of the year, the future stars of the year, which players, if they play their cards right, will rise in the in their NFL draft stock, things like that. You know, I just go over that, and I'll be honest, I went over last year's predictions. I did pretty good. Some obvious stuff, you know, like, you know, well, actually not really that obvious, because not everybody was on the Corum bandwagon like I was. No one was on the DJ Turner bandwagon like I was. I did, you know, I missed a few. I said Andre Seldon was going to be something. He's no longer with the team. So, you know, I mean, there are some things I got wrong. Sure. I hit on Junior Colson. I mean, we did some good things last season. So that's why I want to continue to do it this season. We'll see where we go from there. All right. But yes, obviously, guys, before we do that, all the housekeeping baloney. You know, hit me up on, you know what, I'll be honest, I was going to do Twitter, but Twitter annoys me in so many ways. So I may do Twitter, I may not, probably not a great way to hit me up. IG though, IG, Facebook, and then YouTube. We'll just do those and we'll stick with that. Hit me up, you know, it's going to be the Michigan Football Rant on all platforms. So let's get into this. So, looking over it, right, you have to kind of figure out what's going to be the categories. And one of them it's going to be the breakout stars of this year. Like, which is going to be the ones we're going to be like, holy crap, he, this is his coming out party, right? Offensively, I just think A2, Andrell Anthony is the dude. I mean, he has the number one jersey. He had, really last season, he had one great game, and then he either was fighting off some injuries or whatever, but wrestling just with whatever he had going on, I really believe that this is the season that he kind of puts it together. Because, to be honest, I think he's going to really, really benefit from having guys like Ronnie Bell back and having CJ around and not being the number one guy. He's going to make some really sneaky, amazing plays. I think you're going to see at least 3 to 4 games this year that he had like Michigan State last season. You're just going to be like, holy shit, this guy is something else. Chris Jenkins, I mean, I know, but I've been on Chris Jenkins for a bit. All last season I was singing this kid's praises, but I think this is the season where he really makes lists. Like, people are going to be like, oh yeah, he's all conference this, he's all Big Ten that, he's all this, and all American that. I think Chris Jenkins is the guy this season, because he's going to be right next to the number one freak in Feldman's freaks list, Mozzie Smith. So having that guy on your side and right next to play off of is fantastic. Or if they're doing the 3-3, you know, whatever, it's going to be a much better deal. I think Chris Jenkins is definitely the guy. And then, I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious, but I just think Mike Morris, he showed some real promise last season. You know, I just think this is, if anything, this is his year where he's going to cement, you know, really get his name out there, and people are going to know who Mike Morris is. Now, the comeback player, that's pretty easy. Comeback star of the year, it's going to be Ronnie Bell. I just see I see huge things for Ronnie Bell this season. Absolutely, I can't wait to see it. I mean, I think he was on the verge of a very special season last year before the injury. So this season, just with already one of the hardest working players on the team, one of the smartest players on the team. So you put that, You mix that all in with, not, I wouldn't even say revenge, but determination to come back, to show that the injury doesn't define him. And I just think Ronnie Bell is going to be, if not maybe the MVP of the team, I think he's going to be absolute just comeback player of the year. And it could be comeback player of the year of the Big Ten too. I don't even know if that's a thing, but if it is, Ronnie Bell's the guy. Now the shit or get off the pot type thing. I like to call this as the Donovan Jeter Award. This is just the guy that you constantly hear about, and oh, he's putting it all together. Five star this, or he's really it, the camp is he's really doing it in camp, and then he comes out and does nothing. He was one that just stayed on the pot. He nothing happened. He didn't do shit. So, Braden McGregor, sad to say, I want the injury's long past now. I think he was a five-star recruit. I've seen his highlight reel in high school. It was phenomenal. And then it just seemed last year he was one step behind. One beat from making the sack, the tackle, whatever. And I think this is the year he's got to do something. We've heard too much about him. He's too big of a recruit, a name to just fade away. So he gets it for me on that one. Taylor Upshaw, same thing. We hear a lot of things about this guy, but he did all right last year. He did all right last year, but there he had a few penalties for bumping his gums. I don't think he's lived up to the billing of what the coaches say he's going to be. So Taylor Upshaw, Ryan Hayes is another one for me. I know this is Ryan Hayes for sure. I mean, the game against Penn State was abysmal. I mean, he looked crappy against Indiana. I mean, he has all the ability and has not, in my opinion, has not really put it all together. So Ryan Hayes, Julius Welshoff is another one. I think this is a very good season for him to kind of make up for this, just because you can't be on on Feldman's freak list 2 years in a row and continue not to produce. I think right now he's lighter. He's in the edge rushing department right now, so I think he's going to absolutely kill it. I think this is the right place for him at the right time. This is the right year. I mean, he is a foreign-born player, so he didn't grow up in football, but still, you can't have all that promise and not do anything with it. Then let's get down to this is the NFL star category, and that loosely based is just like, if this player does X, he will exponentially rise in NFL's team's eyes and go from, like, say, not being drafted to being a fourth rounder or whatever, right? And there's a few of these guys on this list. Now, I'm sure there's more, but these are the guys that stand out in my mind when I think about if they have a good season, can really improve their NFL stock or even make a team, right? And the ones that I think can go from middling rounds to early first, maybe even second rounds, is Mozzie Smith. If Mozzie Smith has the season that people are predicting him to have, with being number one on the freaks list, I mean, just overall showing his leadership ability and having guys like Olatemi really talk about how good he is and all this kind of stuff. If he really produces, he can go from what I would assume draft grades would have had him probably around fifth round, sixth round last year if he would have come out. And I'm talking he'd be up to second round. If he has a good season, if he is dominant, we're talking first round. Every NFL team needs a dominant defensive tackle. Always. They're always important. They will trip over themselves to get someone like that. So, Mozzie Smith. A lot of these names are going to be obvious. Eric All. I think Eric All, probably if he would have gone out last season, probably would have been the sixth round draft pick. I think this kid gets up to the third round if he has a fantastic season, right? I think any just handpick anybody off the O line that is going to go to the NFL draft, if any of them. I mean, just as a team, I think we could put all of them into the NFL again, like we did a few years ago, if they just play to the level that they will play. And then two names that I don't think would have been drafted last season, but if they continue to have good to great seasons this year, I think you see them go anywhere between the third and sixth round. And that is Cade McNamara. That's right. If Cade, I know I'm a JJ guy. I admit it. I'm a JJ guy. But overall, I love the greatness of Michigan football. So if Cade McNamara steps up and fucking kills it, one of the guys that I talked to, a Michigan maniac that I talked to, said he gives him Drew Brees vibes. That is almost a perfect description of what I think Cade McNamara could be if he puts together a fantastic season. And I mean, beats Ohio State, Big Ten championship, and we look at least decent. Because I think with Cade, we don't win a playoff game. That's just my opinion. But if he puts together a fantastic season, I mean, who am I to argue with that? Anyways, I think he gets drafted, and I think he at least no lower than the sixth round. I don't even think he would have been drafted last year. So I think getting, I'm talking highest. Fourth round, maybe even third. If he puts together one hell of a fucking season, we're talking third round. And then Schoonmaker. I think Schoonmaker had a pretty good season last year, but because he's sharing time with Eric All, and Eric All was really coming on late, and I mean the game against Penn State, but Schoony was solid all season long, making some fantastic catches for the most part. But I think, this season, if he really puts it together, and I don't think he has to have an unbelievable season, I don't think he has to outperform Eric All, but if he matches or slightly underperforms Eric All numbers, I think he can get into the NFL, and I'm talking like fifth round. I mean, from a guy that I don't think would have been drafted last year at all, going into the fifth round, I think that's pretty fantastic because the kid's got it. I mean, he's got speed, he looks like he's got hands. And he's got the height. And he's smart. I mean, I don't know what more you need from a tight end than what Schoonmaker brings to the table. I mean, yeah, Eric All is probably better in almost every category in that. But that doesn't mean that Schoony isn't great. And I really do believe, I think if Schoony has a decent year, you're looking at a kid who gets drafted. Now, my gut feeling starts, and we'll close out with this. My gut feeling, right? These are just guys I saw in the spring game or guys I saw play last year that hit me. Like, and that my gut feeling stars before were Blake Corum and DJ Turner. And I was not wrong on those. So my gut is right a lot. Now, listen, I also say it. Andre Seldon was going to be a dog and all this kind of stuff. And he still might be for whatever team he transferred to. He absolutely could be. Because my gut is, it has such a good batting percentage. My gut is Tony Gwynn of gut feelings, right? So all you younger kids, ask your father who Tony Gwynn is, and they'll let you know that he was a fantastic hitter in baseball. Okay, so anyways, my gut feeling on the players who we're going to see this season, you're just going to be like, jeez, where have we been keeping this dude? TJ Guy, number one. Last season against Maryland, he had some amazing plays. I love this kid. Everything I've seen on him, I just, and which is limited. I mean, limited. You gotta search. I mean, not even on his IG, there's not a lot of stuff. So, but what I have seen is that. I mean, I love his speed. I love his size. He seems to. I love him. I love him. I think TJ Guy is going to be a killer this year. Rashawn Benny. This is a kid I saw play in the spring game, and I was like, that. I think I even said in the episode of the spring game, I think I even said Rashawn Benny and Chris Jenkins together, a dynamic duo at defensive tackle or something to that effect. Because when I saw those two together, they were making plays. I think you can. Very excited about Rashawn Penny. Very, very, very excited. I just think he's gonna blow up some shit, and he's gonna clog lanes and beat some dudes, and it's gonna allow Chris Jenkins to really shine. I can't wait. I think Rashawn Penny's gonna be a phenomenal. And I also think now Jamon Green. I think Jamon Green's gonna have a good year. Actually, you know what? On the defensive side of things, I wanna put Jamon Green for comeback player of the year. I really do. I think he's gonna have that good of a season. I think he's kinda hampered with injuries. DJ Turner stepped in, and then DJ Turner last year just didn't relinquish shit. Right? So I think Jamon kind of, just it was one of those seasons last year. But Jamon Green, his brother German, that spring game. I'm telling you, go back and watch the spring game. I don't know how many snaps German's gonna get. He might not get anything. I don't know. That's why this is a gut feeling. This is the gut stars, right? Like, I don't know, but I watched that spring game twice, and he's made some impressive plays. Some very impressive plays. And it wouldn't shock me if all of a sudden maybe Makari Page or Moten or Moore, one of them isn't performing to their ability, or one of them gets hurt. God forbid one of them get hurt. I think German Green steps in and we're like, holy shit, about time you wake up. You know what I mean? I think German Green's gonna be one of them. And then I'm going to close it out with Mikey Samer still. I know we know about him. He was a fantastic, electric wide receiver, and we love Mikey for that. But I think right now you're just going to be like, I had no clue he was this good at the defensive end. I mean, defensive end, defensive cornerback. Just going to be like, what the fuck? What? I know he did in high school, and just whatever like that. It's like a duck to water probably for him, but I just think he's going to make some unbelievable plays. If he even leads the team in interceptions this year, it would not shock me. Would not shock me. He is cornerback minded, then came to college and played wide receiver, so he's going to know hit the footing, like the foot oh my God. Sorry guys, it's been a really long week here at work, and I'm kind of exhausted. It's like 2 in the morning. Foot placement for the wide receivers, he's going to see all that. He's going to know what they're doing, and I just think that is an added bonus. So I just think these four players, or five players, it's four, are just going to be fantastic, and we're going to be loving it. I think this adds to a very special year we're going to have. Like I said, we are winning the Natty. I've been on board with saying this ever since we hired Harbaugh. Give him 8 years, we'll have a national title. This is the eighth year. So this is a quick hitter, guys. Just wanted to get that done and over with. I hope you enjoy it. The next one, I will be going over the crazy predictions for the season. Crazy prediction episode coming next. Also, that the regular season starts up. I am going to the Michigan Colorado State game. I am super fucking excited. It's my first Michigan game ever, ever. I know. I know. I get it. No more Walmart Wolverine like statement has ever been said, correct? I'm 46, going to my first Michigan home game. Walmart Wolverine. I get it. Whatever. But still, it's very exciting for me. But the season is going to be the same stuff. New name, still same schedule. Big game, pregame. We're going to have the Ask Me Anything, and then we're going to have the immediate reaction episode, guys. So fantastic. Can't wait. We are just weeks away. I mean, under what? Under 20? What were we looking at? 15, 16 days? Till a Michigan football game. Oh my God, I can't wait. Now, guys, always and forever, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go blue. You can tell I'm rusty. I forgot my own saying. Always and forever, guys, go blue.